How'd you come out of the game on Monday? How you feel?
I feel good. Feel good. My knee, everything held up, so I'm ready to go.
How's your play? You've got high marks from the coach. What do you think?
Man, I appreciate it. You know, it was a couple plays. I don't like them catching anything. You know, so it was. I felt like I did a really good. I felt like I did a pretty good job with some plays I could have still made plays on. But you know, I'm just happy to be in a move and a groove, and I'm still being able to make some plays.
Would you want to play a lot this game?
It's on coach. Whatever they want me to do, I'm willing and ready. I'm just excited. This isn't my last game of the year.
You feel like you need to play some this week or the whole game? Or
you know, I'm going to do whatever the coach asks me to do. You know, so if he tells me to play, I'm going to go out there and play. If not, I won't.
Rushing title mean anything?
No, not. I just want to win the Super Bowl. You know, I mean, I've been talking about the rushing title all year. I mean, I don't really care about that. I just want to go out there and make sure I'm healthy, get into the playoffs, and make the run for the Super Bowl.
In your wildest dreams, do you think when you signed here, you know what, come week 15, I'm going to be defensive player of the week?
No, man, I was just excited to be here. You know, I feel good about just being out here and being able to make plays and help the team win.
Where did that blitz thing come from with these guys in you? Did that develop early in camp, mini camp? When did you get the sense that that could be that big of a component for this defense?
It really felt like in OTAs, you know, I kind of showed my ability to be able to time blitz and get pressure on the quarterback. And since then, it's just been building, and we feel like it's a big part of the defense, and, you know, it causes a lot of problems for offenses.
You got three this week. The amount of times you've done it, and as effective as it's been surprising to look back to the stats and see you only got one before that. Did you feel like you had caused a lot more than that, and the dam just burst for you personally this week?
Yeah, man, it just came on when it came on. You know, I know I was able to get a lot of pressure whether I get the sack or not, but, you know, it was my comeback game. You know, I got three of them, and, you know, it felt good, and hopefully I can continue to get the type of pressure on the quarterback.
Surprised that the decision was made to let him go, and what are your feelings about his decision to keep playing in here?
I mean, I would say from my personal experience that the business side of football is a very ugly and sometimes not understood by everyone type of world. You know, my contract this summer was very similar. I don't know what happens on the defensive side. I don't understand the decisions that they make. I don't understand, you know, what has been. I was surprised. Yeah, I really was. His decision to sign with the Patriots is his own decision. I mean, it's a free country.
I don't want the media to portray that we the reason he left or the Steelers are the reason he left. You know what I'm saying? It's just, that ain't the reason. Like he chose to leave. He chose to do what he wanted to do.
If he wanted out, why do you think he didn't say anything?
You got to ask James that, brother. I don't know. You know, I'm sure he was saying, man, I'm not going to assassinate his character. James was a friend of mine. I'm not going to let the decision that he made really affect too much of how I feel about him off the field. But at the end of the day, you know, that was his decision. He got to live with that, you know.